We've waited 2 years, and finally,
Eurovision is back!
Millepois is shameful.
Millepois is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Millepois is no fun.
Welcome to Nullpoint. My name's Martin. That is Laura. We are bringing you a very special episode. We have just finished watching the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2021. How did you feel when those four presenters, Nikki Tutorials and the rest of them,
very tall Nikki Tutorials, isn't she? Compared to the rest.
Very, very tall Nikki Tutorials. What did you feel like when they walked out and it was like that Good Evening Europe moment?
Great. Yeah, just hearing the theme song from Eurovision spark up again. I felt a bit emotional, Martin. Genuinely, I did. I mean, it was nice that they didn't dwell too much on it. I think, you know, they could have done a big sort of thing. And like, some people maybe thought they should have, you know, talked about it a little bit more than they did, but I think they did enough to sort of say, look, this is where we are now, finally we're back, and then they got on with the show.
And amazing as well to see the Ahoy Arena looking so full of people.
Yes, can I just say, I didn't think you could tell that it was only 20% capacity at all. You could hear the crowd. The camera did very well to sort of focus on, obviously, the parts that were full. It didn't look like it was empty at all. I think they did a great job. Remember, there's about 3,500 people there, so 20% capacity. But you couldn't tell. It looked great.
Yeah, it really, really did. It felt so... it just felt so good to it all back and normal. Yeah. And yeah.
It just felt like, you know, there'd been no change, really. I think you could have watched that performance, say, in 2019, and you wouldn't... I don't think if you'd watched that, you would have been like... Apart from, obviously, the live on tape from Montaigne, but everything else... You wouldn't have realised there'd been a global pandemic for a year.
No, you absolutely wouldn't have done. A marvellous feat from the Dutch broadcaster. What a great thing. It's so brilliant it's back. Let's talk about what actually happened then, because there is lots to discuss. Mm. I have to say, like, through doing this podcast over the last year, you know, since we've known who's been representing each country, and seeing them on stage tonight, it really felt like they're like, oh, there's our mate. Oh, that's our mate. That's the guy from... That's the, you know, that's the guy from Norway. Oh, hiya,
there's Tix, yeah.
It was really, really nice. Where do you want to start? Because there's so much to talk about this
there
evening.
There is, isn't there? Mm. Some of it good, some of it bad. Well, I guess, I mean, how do you want to, do you want me to like go through each bit, or should we go to the results first of all and just talk a little bit about that? How do you want to go into it, Martin?
Yeah, do you know what? We should start with the results, shouldn't we? And yeah, who
so
is
going through. So let's just take a recap.
Through.
Who's in? Who's out? In Norway, Israel, Russia, Azerbaijan, Malta, Lithuania, Cyprus, Belgium, Sweden, Ukraine, so that means out, Ireland, North Macedonia, Romania, Slovenia, Australia and Croatia. And I guess maybe we should talk about Australia. It's the first time they've ever not qualified for a final.
Yeah, and you called it, didn't you?
I did call it. I knew it. And I just had a feeling about it. And I did, I'll be honest, I feel sorry for any entrant who doesn't make it through to the final. But especially this year, I think especially this year, it's heartbreaking, really, isn't it? And you could see in her face, she was gutted, Montaigne. And it's a shame. But I just don't think the song was strong enough against the backdrop of the others. And that is the thing. It's not just about how good the song is. It's just how well it performs against the others. Maybe the live on tape didn't help. I'm not sure. I think when you watch that live on tape performance, you couldn't really tell that she wasn't there, to be fair. But yeah, Montaigne, it's a shame, but she will not be performing at the final.
Slightly expected was Ireland not getting through. Again, a huge shame. And we can say that about all of the ones that have gone out, as you rightly point out. It is a shame anyone that doesn't get through. Ireland, that was a little expected.
I think it was. I think Leslie Roy put on a great performance. I think the song itself.
Yeah, with all the weird sort of trees, and she was sort of walking on a treadmill or something.
Staging,
it was odd.
The staging, I think, was a little bit erratic. I think they needed to stick with one part of it rather than her rushing to. It felt a little bit Blue Peter like. She was going from bit like, here's one I made earlier, here's this scene, and then another one. And I think she needed to stick with one theme. It felt a bit too much, and she was really going for it. You could see she was very energetic, a little bit too much sometimes, I think. But she really gave it her all, Leslie. She certainly did. And I don't think she should be, annoyed with that performance as well. I just think the staging let her down a bit.
Yeah, quite possibly. Those are the ones then that didn't do too well. Yeah. What would you say were your standout performances from tonight?
Standout performance. I think you probably know what I'm going to say, but I really loved Russia again. I thought it was an electric performance.
Can I just say that the more we talk about Russia and Misha, the more I love her. She's just, I saw her come out, right? And she came out in that big mechanical dress, which we've talked about. It looks kind of ridiculous.
on wheels,
really colourful. And it's her face, like her eyes are sort of popping out of her head. You know, she's so kind of wide-eyed. And I went, oh, it's Manisha. Go on, Manisha. Go on, do it. And she gave it. And that is, I think, because the song we've discussed, the song is not the world's best.
Like, it's an odd song. I'll be honest, at the beginning of that song, because obviously it's a lot of her just talking in Russian and rapping in Russian, it does take a little bit to get going. And I was like, oh, actually, I'm not sure about this. But then, like you say, she hits her stride and she goes for it.
She sells that song.
She really does.
She is the reason that the Russian entry at the moment is one that I, really, really enjoy. It isn't really the song at all. It's her. She is so captivating in her performance. I so totally agree with you that it was a bit of a standout moment.
And I loved that wall of women that she had in the background as well, presumably Russian women that she had, like, videos of loads of these women at the end of the song as well. And it swells up at the end of the song. Just fantastic. And I'm so glad she got through.
Yeah, she turned around at one point to sort of address the woman and sing to the women on this video screen. And there was something written on her back in Russian. I don't know whether that was sort of relevant. I don't know what.
Probably what... was. We'll have to find that out. Yeah, there's plenty of... She had loads of messages up on the wall as well, didn't she? But yeah, there you go. I'm very glad she got through.
Okay, any other standout moments for you from the performances?
From the performances, well, we've got to talk about Ukraine, haven't we? They were the last to be announced that they were going through, and it was touch and go, because I think it's a bit of a Marmite song, Goa and a Shum. I think some people, you either love it or you hate this song, because it's a bit mad, isn't it? The electro folk song.
It's the sort of song that people who don't, like, aren't massively into Eurovision or only kind of watch it just like one time a year and don't think about it at any other time, assume all Eurovision songs sound like.
Bonkers.
But do you know what? I think we need that one song. We do need that one song there in the mix that everyone just looks at each other and just goes, what on earth is this?
And I'm glad it's in. I'm so glad it's in. And God, they were excited when it was announced they were through. She nearly broke her mic screaming. It was excellent. And I just think I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I really enjoyed that. And I'm glad, again, she's through, because I think it's just going to build that atmosphere. When it goes all mad at the end, I think that's, everyone's going to be dancing on their seats. It's just a bit of fun. And that's what Eurovision is all about.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of, because performance is obviously a massive part of this, we always say this, the songs as well. I just think the more I hear Sweden's entry from Tusey, it was great to see him really deliver tonight as well.
Yeah, Tusey, and also great, again, you saw his reaction, you saw how much it meant to him when they read Sweden's name out. He jumped out of it over the sofa backwards. He was so excited. And it's just nice to see people. I mean, obviously, everyone wants to win. But, it was just nice to see that exuberance, really good to see that. And a powerful song. And I'm glad it went through. It was a bit touch and go, I think, because it's not one of the most sort of excitable songs compared to some of them, certainly in that first semi. One I'd like to talk about, which I think took some people by surprise, was Belgium getting through, Hooverphonic.
We've never thought really much to the entry this year from Hooverphonic. It was a bit kind of meh.
So I actually like them as a group. I think they've got sort of great, obviously talented musicians, got great chemistry with each other. But I think compared to some of the other rock bands, for example, Italy, that they're a bit more sort of laid back and a bit sort of chilled. The song itself is a bit kind of mellow, so I wasn't sure if that was going to cut through, but obviously people like them, and Belgium through,
my goodness. We could go on and on and on talking about this, but before we look ahead to Thursday, we've got to talk about the other bits that weren't the actual Eurovision performances from the countries. I want to talk about the hosts very quickly. Again, I make the point, why on earth do we need four people to present one television show? I don't understand. Why do we need four?
Because, Martin, because you've got to have those awkward green room conversations. And they were alive again.
Yeah, four people for one show, for goodness sake.
Can I just point out, I mean, they did solid performances to present.
Oh, yeah,
I think they were
all fine. You know. Just, you know, two except, would have been fine.
Can I just mention my favourite point was when they were interviewing Jendrik from Germany, whose song is called I Don't Feel Hate, and they did a real Alan Partridge moment. The interviewer went, do you really never feel hate? That was the question she asked him. And he was kind of baffled, like, well, I mean, no, I guess I don't.
It's just
because
a song.
It was so good. I was like, what a question to ask. Like, why would you ask that question? So I loved that. That was great. And it was obviously genuinely a genuine question. It wasn't like a sort of joke. Haha. She was just genuinely asking him.
So I understand you don't feel... Oh, great. This is the Eurovision moments that we live for.
Completely.
This is the good stuff. Speaking of that, interval act, should we talk about that?
Well, I think we need to, Martin. Yeah, so this was, it was called The Power of Water, and we have discussed this before, haven't we, on the show, that they were going to do this this moment.
That was old, someone on a sluice gate, I remember.
Yes, that's basically what happened. It was a singer, Davina Michelle, and the actress Thekla Royten, and they did this kind of water-inspired act. It was a lot of them singing about how water is great and sweet, sweet water, and all this kind of stuff. The lyrics were a bit off. I was like, what's going on here? This is a bit silly, isn't it? I mean, I think if they'd done it without the singing, without the lyrics, and just like done this sort of water inspired piece, it would have been a lot better. But I mean, some of the lyrics talking about being thirsty and all this kind of stuff, it was a bit like, oh, come on.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, very quickly before we go, because I'm so excited about all of this.
I know, there's so much
to talk about.
We could talk about it for ages. We plan to do a very short reaction.
I know, but we could talk about it for ages. That's why I'm hurrying you along. Okay, Thursday, it's confirmed.
Yes, he's confirmed. Flo Rida's going to be there.
Oh, my word. This is all our Christmases come at once. Yes. It's going to be amazing. I literally cannot wait.
Same. I think that's my highlight. I cannot wait for that. I think as long as nothing happens, yeah, that's going to be definitely the high. Obviously, Iceland as well.
Yeah.
Great to see Darði. They've got back a negative test because there was some issues. Obviously, one of the members of their delegation had been given a positive test. As long as they test negative again on Wednesday, they could do the dress rehearsal and the semi-final. Fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, that was a real, real worry.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it would have been awful for them considering how close they came to winning in 2020, had the contest gone ahead. You know, they were the favourites, and then to have that happen would just be absolutely terrible. That, I think, is where we're going to have to leave it. Thank you very, very much for listening to our reaction from the first semi-final. Make sure you're listening to this podcast on Thursday evening at around the same sort of time. We're going to be bringing you another reaction, a little bonus episode of Nul Poir, giving you reaction to the second semi-final and what we think of that. Would love to hear from you, of course. What did you think of the 10 acts that have gone through, the 6 that haven't made it? Any standout moments, any moments that you thought were absolutely cringe-worthy that we need to talk about? Please do let Laura and I know all about that. And here is Chris with the details.
Yes, you can contact us on Twitter. We're at Poinul, P-O-I-N-T-S-N-U-L. We're on Instagram, Nul Poir Podcast. And send us an email as well, nulpoirpodcast@gmail.com. If you you like this. There's going to be lots more, as Martin said. We're going to be doing a reaction episode after the semi-final two, reaction episode after the final, and then a fuller episode on Sunday. So lots to come. Do subscribe to us. We're on all the good stuff, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. Subscribe to us now, and we've got lots more to give you.
We do, when we return on another edition of Null Pois.